Unit 1, Lesson B, page 6, exercise 2. How are their families different? Part A. Listen to Paul and Andrea talk about their families. What kind of family did each person grow up in? How have their families changed?
So, Andrea, I heard you're staying with your in-laws for the holidays.
Well, yeah. We leave tomorrow afternoon. How about you, Paul?
Actually, I still live with my parents, so I don't have to go anywhere. You know, you don't sound very excited about your trip.
I guess I'm just a little nervous. The whole time I was growing up, it was just me and my mom and dad. It was quiet around the house. Very quiet. But my husband's family is huge. I mean, there are so many people.
Wow. How many?
Well, he grew up in an extended family. So there were his parents and his grandparents, and his younger sister and his two younger brothers. No, wait, three younger brothers, all under one roof. So that's what, 9 total?
Wow. What do they all do?
Oh, let me think. My sister-in-law, she's the youngest, maybe 20 or 21. She's a law student here in Chicago. And the oldest brother-in-law is a musician in New York. The other brothers are a lawyer and a teacher, I think. We haven't been married long, so I don't know them that well, you know? But they all seem very nice and friendly. So how about you? How big is your family?
Well, when I was a kid, our family was a lot like your in-laws. It was me, my parents, my older sister and brother, and my grandparents, too. But both my grandparents passed away a while ago, unfortunately. So it's just the 5 of us now.
Are your sister and brother coming in for the holidays?
Yeah, they're coming with their families. My sister and her husband live near Boston. They have 2 little girls. Then my brother and his wife and their 3 kids will come over as well. My brother's a doctor here in Chicago. It'll be great. We love getting together.
So that's... how many people is that?
12, I think.
Wow, that's even more than my in-laws.
Yeah, the hard part about it is my mom has to cook so much food. Of course, the great thing about having a big family is that there are a lot of people to help her.